Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have our guest with us, Martha Gabler, author of the upcoming book, Chaos to Calm, Discovering Solutions to the Everyday Problems of Living with Autism. And we'll be talking about her upcoming book, as well as an effective communication method that families living with autism can utilize in their day-to-day and their day-to-day lives. So welcome, Martha.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here. And I think the first question I want to ask, I know you wrote this book. I know you are a mother of a son with autism. You're living with that yourself. So you are eating and breathing and sleeping this message and this conversation. So what are some of these everyday problems that families living with autism face?
Well, just in general, living with autism is very, very tough. These children have many, many difficult behaviors. Many kids, and my son included, when he was younger, all he could do was run around, scream, make noise, hit himself, sometimes hit us, tantrums, and be upset. Very difficult to reach these children, very difficult to communicate with these children. And it has a very strong impact on the family. And for us, by the time he was eight, we were physically isolated, we were exhausted and frustrated, and I was just desperate to do really simple things like go for a walk, take him to the playground without major incident, or just even sleep, because sleeping is a huge issue. And it was very difficult to get treatment. Most autism families know, and we experience the same thing, that you have massive bureaucratic and financial obstacles to getting the professional help that your child needs. And at one point, I just realized we were on our own, and it was up to me to figure out a way to help our boy. And I explored and explored and discovered a method called Tag Teach about 8 years ago, and found it to be a wonderful, simple, and inexpensive way for us to help Douglas be calm and to help him engage in normal family activities. And I wanted to share my experience with other autism parents for their information, and I hope for their benefit.
Now, what is the TAG Teach method of communication exactly?
Okay, well, that's a great question. Okay, the TAG, T-A-G, the TAG in TAG Teach stands for Teaching with Acoustical Guidance, and it's a communication method. It's a way to let a person know that he or she has done something right. TAG Teach is based on the science of applied behavior analysis, also known as ABA, and this is familiar to autism parents. Most autism parents have heard of this. And with applied behavior analysis, you use positive reinforcement to increase desired behaviors. It's a gentle and effective way to teach the child, and it's highly recommended by many prestigious private and government agencies as the preferred treatment for children with autism. Now, what TAG Teach does is add in an acoustical signal, a click, and I'm going to click right now. Here you go. So it adds in a click, a flash of light, or a hand clap to mark the behavior that will earn the positive reinforcement. The click, here we go again, or mark, provides really specific information to the child about what will earn the reinforcement. It tells the child, you did this right. Now you're getting a reward, or technically speaking, a reinforcer. And once your child knows what to do, he will do that thing more often to get more rewards. So it gets around one of the big problems of autism, which is the communication problem, both the caregiver to the child and the child to the caregiver.
So now, that was my next question. I was going to ask you what the common issue was that autistic and autism families face that can be addressed with that method.
Oh, many, many, many. But I'll just give you one example. A very common problem is that many children with autism make lots of loud, random, annoying noises, and this is called verbal stimming. And they have a huge repertoire of these noises. They can buzz, they drone, they hum, they beep, they squeal, or they repeat words and phrases over and over. And just as an example, my son, when he was little, all day long he said, D, 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 nonstop, just constantly, all day long, saying that one little phrase over and over while running and stomping around the house. And that is tough to live with. You know, that's
sure.
just very hard
yeah.
on family, because it's not productive behavior and there's no break from it. And naturally, as an autism parent, you'd love for this behavior to stop. But how do you stop it? Because it's a neurologically driven behavior. The child isn't doing it to be difficult or to be annoying. He's just doing it because his neurological system is driving it. So verbal stimming is a very common problem, and it's actually pretty easy to handle with TAG Teach.
And how can you handle it? How does it fix this issue?
Oh, okay. Well, what you have to do is you have to look for a behavior to replace the verbal stimming, and that's
right.
kind of an important angle of TAG Teach. You're supposed to think about the behavior that you want to happen as opposed to what you want to stop. So there are two alternative behaviors to verbal stimming. One is quiet mouth, and the other behavior is when the child speaks an appropriate word, sound, or phrase. So in other words, the child says something other than the buzz, the beep, or the stim, or whatever it is. So when I started using TAG Teach, the first thing I did was watch my son. And the moment he had a split second of quiet mouth, I marked the behavior by clicking. And immediately after that, I handed him a treat, which is the reinforcer. And the treat can be anything the child likes, candy, money, or tokens for a special privilege. But it must be something the child values. And then I sat back and waited for the next split second of quiet mouth. I kept marking and reinforcing every time he did it, and I paid no attention to the verbal stimming. I just ignored it and looked away. And I watched this smart, sensitive little guy catch on very quickly that his environment was changing. And what was happening was he was now experiencing treats and affection for doing quiet mouth. And as a result, he started doing more of that nice behavior.
Right,
and
to get more treats and get more affection
instead of getting
maybe even the tension of like, oh God, what can I do to have him stop? You know,
right.
And that sort of reaction. He's getting the positive affirmation,
yeah.
like you said,
yeah.
the reward. So
yeah.
that
exactly.
mm-hmm,
that's
great. What advice do you have for other families out there that may be dealing with some of the same things that you had to deal with?
Well, first of all, I would definitely recommend that all parents look into TAG Teach. I recommend it for their consideration. But the important thing is that you have to look at the behavior the child is doing and then figure out what's the good behavior that you want. Like if your child is screeching, you want him to be quiet or you want him to say a nice word. If your child is running around a lot, which they tend to do, you would like your child to say have both feet on the ground or to walk slowly. So what you would do is you take this little device, this clicker, and you press the clicker and you mark your child every time he does that behavior. And it actually works quite quickly. When I first tried to do quiet mouth with my son, it took only 8 minutes to get him from loud to quiet. I kept marking him and reinforcing with the candy pieces. And 8 minutes later, he was looking at me, he was completely silent. He had his lips pressed together, and it was as though he was showing me, look, Ma, quiet mouth.
So, quiet.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's perfectly aware of what's going on.
Right.
So that's really the skill. And the thing is, this is not hard for autism parents, because autism parents are very skilled observers of their children. But what TAG Teach does is it allows the parent to use this skill that they have of observing their child. But then instead of, you know, reacting to all the stuff that drives you crazy, you learn to little moments where the child is doing something good. And it may be just a split second, but you can catch it and you can reinforce it. And when you catch and reinforce it, it happens more often. So that's the great thing. And if I can, I would just like to contrast it with not using TAG Teach.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So let's just get back to the quiet mouth example. Let's say, you know, I want quiet mouth because he's screeching all the time, and suddenly I notice 1 or 2 seconds of quiet mouth. Now, if I'm not using TAG Teach, what a person might do is walk over to the child, and I'd praise him and hand him a candy. But by the time I get over to him, he's going to be doing something else. He's going to be yowling. He's going to be looking out the window. So if I were to praise him and hand a treat out at that moment, he wouldn't know that it was for the quiet mouth behavior he was having 10 seconds ago. That's how sensitive these kids are. You know, 10 seconds later, it's gone. So that event would just be one more random event in the confusing sensory world of a child with autism. Mm. So Tag Teach gets around it by telling the child exactly what he's doing right at exactly the split second he's doing it. And it's hard for us to understand because we are so verbally oriented.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
It works very well. I was able to build up all kinds of great behaviors with my son. He's 17 now. He's big and strong. And he would be a scary kid if he weren't well behaved. But he's very well behaved,
right.
Very sweet,
right.
Affectionate. We can come and go with him. And that was a primary goal for us because we were very worried about the teenage years.
And right, as any parent living with autism would be.
Right.
You know, everyone out there, listeners, you can find out more about Tag Teach, as well as Martha Gabler's upcoming book, Chaos to Calm, Discovering Solutions to the Everyday Problems of Living with Autism, which is due to come out on July 5th in Kindle form on Amazon. You can do all of that and reach out to Martha as well on her blog, AutismChaosToCalm.com. Thank you, Martha, for being here.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, it's our pleasure. Yep.
Thank you. This podcast
is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time. Bye-bye.